531. It is 23 minutes to 7. And now for our sports Talanoa roundup of sporting action with Pacific Breakfast resident guru Ray Razor Ati Atelea. Manosoi for Razor, and this morning those three letters that so many of our brothers have been waiting for, NRL, back on the screens. Come on.
Yes, manosoi for Brian. Yeah, it's all about rugby league today. The return of live sports to our television screens, and the big NRL made the big return on the weekend, and some big games to really restart the season for us. And Brian, it's not a stretch to say that this was perhaps the most anticipated round of games in NRL history. Round 3, 2020, yes, the return of NRL Rugby League, and that's absolutely punctuated by a record-breaking 18-0 win by the mighty Warriors over the Dragons. Warriors, you know, they're forced to be away from their families, tasked with the huge responsibility of keeping the NRL afloat with their involvement. You know, they responded in the way we all hoped they would, very focused and motivated to the max. What a game, Brian, and so proud to be a Warriors fan watching that.
Taking their frustration from being away from their family out on the hapless St. George Dragons. Your thoughts on the game? 18-0 was no small feat, especially after, you know, over 2 months off the field there, Razor.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. It's only round 3, but it was desperation stakes for both teams, you'd have to say. Both teams winless after the first two rounds of the competition. But again, you know, you have to say the Warriors just with their little bit more motivation, and it showed. And hey, Brian, you know, it was an amazing game by the Warriors, a record-breaking game, as I mentioned before. A couple of records broken, and it was a simple formula. Complete your sets, committed defense, run hard, tackle hard, and then turn that committed defense into desperation defense at the end. And you're going to win more games than you're going to lose with that if you put all those things together. And that's exactly what the Warriors did. They kept the opposition team scoreless. And for the first 75 minutes of their game, they had a perfect completion set. They were on track to record the very first perfect completion set in NRL history. Now, what we mean by completions is getting through your complete 6 set of tackles throughout the entire game. And the Warriors still nonetheless broke the record for the most completed sets in a game, 46 out of 48. Absolutely amazing. But just as impressive, Brian, was the defensive commitment that kept the Dragons side scoreless for the whole game. And believe it or not, it's the first time they have kept a clean score sheet, i.e. nil scoreline against them, in 14 years. So lots to be happy about for the Warriors, and spare a thought for their families, who will just be absolutely so pleased and proud for them. And it's good reward for, to start off, for the sacrifice that these boys have made. So well done, Warriors. And surely Steve Kearney would manage a smile after that effort. Come on.
Most definitely. And proving once again about the weight of possession always being a determining factor in the outcome of a match. Warriors rookie Eliezer Katoa, not a bad way to start your NRL career there, Razor.
Well, I couldn't let this week go by without mentioning this young kid, Eliezer Katoa. Special interest in this boy. He's a fellow Tamaki College alumni, that factory of producing great athletes. Just 20 years of age, only his, would you believe it, 16th game of rugby league. Now, what a story this young boy has, and it's one we've heard many times before. He's a young boy from Tonga. He's felt the urge to help his mum after the passing of his father when he was about 12 or 13 years old. He's told his mum he wants to come to New Zealand to try and establish a future in professional sports. He's come over, he's won a scholarship, rugby scholarship with Tamaki College. And just through his performances with the Tamaki College First 15, he's caught the eye of the Warriors. who have brought him along into their junior program. And in less than a year, he's been promoted to the top side, and now he's starting for the NRL first grade side. So what an amazing story this kid. And he's mentioned how he's playing for his family back home in Tonga. He's got no family here. And, wow, that's just inspiring. And it's so good to see. And he's not just contributing on the field. He's actually been the best player, in my opinion, for the Warriors in the first three games. He's a big unit. He's got a big motor. And so excited to see where the future's going to take this young kid.
Yes, big motor and big motivation. That's awesome. Round three, other results from around the NRL now, Razor.
Yeah, let's get through it, Brian. And again, complete satisfaction for rugby league fans. Thursday to Sunday rugby league game starting on Thursday last week with the traditional early season favourites, the Eels, with a big 34-6 win over the Brisbane Broncos, which sees them at the top of the table. They've been in that position before this time of the year. Let's hope they can carry it on this year, Brian. Friday, two games, the local derby, North Queensland Cowboys against the Titans. It was pretty much the Valentine Holmes and Jason Don Malolo show on Friday, both leading their Cowboys team to a 36-6 win over the Titans. The defending premiers finally on the board after three games with their first win of the season, 28-12 over the Rabbitohs. Super Saturday, again, with their starting off with their fantastic win by the Warriors, 18-0 over the Dragons, whose coach, Paul McGregor, seems to be in, and looks like he's on shaky ground now, this early in the season. Also on Saturday, well, Benji Marshall, what can you say? This guy just showing no signs of slowing down, leading his Tigers team to a 28-16 win over the Sharks after being behind at halftime. Last game on Saturday night was the Raiders, 22-6 over the Melbourne Storm. What a game, what a win by the Raiders there. And their current form suggests that they could go one better than last year and win it all with a dominant performance over perennial contenders, Melbourne Storm. On to Sunday now. And, well, this was the other match of the round for mine, Brian. Panthers and the Knights playing out a 90-minute golden point thriller. 14-all draw, our first draw of the season. What a game that was. You wouldn't tell that these boys have been off for 6 weeks with how they were still running at the end of that 90 minutes. What a game. 14-all Panthers and the Knights. And rounding it all off, Manly Sea Eagles, just way too good for a woeful Bulldog side who are languishing at the bottom of the table now. Manly, too good, 32-6 over the Bulldogs. There's your NRL wrap, bro.
Hey, Razor, it would be good to get your thoughts. I was watching, you know, a lot of the highlights in that, and it struck me having the crowd track there. You know, I was watching, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody scores a try, and you got the cheering crowd, and I was like, oh, wow, they got people, only to see, like, oh, hang on a minute, it's an empty stadium. And some teams employing, you know, like the cardboard cutouts that in that as well to add a bit maybe of atmosphere. What do you reckon?
Well, from a fan's point of view, Brian, you could be forgiven for thinking that there was a stadium full of fans there. You know, just from comparing watching these games to the first two rounds where there were no fans, you'd be forgiven for thinking that there were fans there. So, from my point of view, I think that's a winner. It's received a mixed response from the actual players. You know, some saying that it's a good thing, and some saying that you know, it's the fans' actual presence of the fans that makes it, but hey, you know, it's all about the TV at the moment and regenerating that that revenue. So it's a good thing there. In terms of the cardboard cutouts, that's also a good idea by the NRL. They've launched a cardboard cutout sort of a program thing where fans are able to upload a picture of themselves on the NRL website and have it printed out and placed in the stadium of their choice. Now, it has been a bit controversial due to the fact that there has been no screening, and pictures of Adolf Hitler and a couple of serial killers, I believe, have made it through and been sitting on the chairs there in some of the stadiums. So the NRL have released a statement saying that they will now review the cardboard cutout thing, and we'll see if it continues past round three following that controversy.
Well, COVID-19 affecting, you know, NRL fans, not so much in a good way. But, hey, if the initial ratings are anything to go by, then, you know, it's great. Everybody's been, you know, waiting desperately. And now that NRL back on the screens, it's a win-win all round. Very big thank you, Ray. Reza Titalia, as always, thank you so much for your time this morning also. And we'll look forward to your company again next week. Thank you. God bless. And have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks, Brian. You too, mate.
It is... what's the time? We are on 12 minutes to 7. 5:31 PI. Pacific people, together.
Hamo, it's Dana's 21st. She's lactose intolerant and I'm supposed to be baking the cake.